So a lot of the conversation around Steve Bannon, his perceived effect on Trump, and some of the issues that he brings to the forefront, keep saying the word normalizing, a normalization, this idea that a lot of consumers of news and media are asking questions about what the news media should do different in light of what is probably going to be a very different presidency. Like, what about the way we just do the work has to change and adapt to a new Trump reality? I don't have the answer for that. I mean, like, David, what are some things that you have seen so far?
So the idea of normalization, and look, I've had this hurled at me in recent days as much as anyone else, is that somehow by discussing somebody coolly and rationally and not simply denouncing them, you are enabling them to become part of the conversation, whereas even if they're framed as being controversial, you're saying they're part of a reasonable part of discourse. And look, public radio, NPR, is very much about civic and civil discourse. So we don't tend to shout about people. On the other hand, our reporting can often stand for itself, and our analysis can, you know, while earned at its conclusions, as long as the reporting is shown and why you're there, its analysis can stand for itself. You know, there were people who, you know, I asked Kurt Bardella, who worked for him 3 years as his chief public relations person, a former Republican congressional staffer, and a guy who talked to Bannon pretty much every day for those 3 years. And I said, look, a lot of people criticized the articles you wrote as racist, sexist, and needlessly bigoted. How do you feel about that criticism? And he said, I agree with it. He says, I think it was totally that way.
And here's my question. I mean, as loathsome as a lot of our listeners may find some of those headlines and some of those ideas, are they inconsistent with the campaign that Donald Trump ran for president? I mean, is there some sort of bait and switch here where Donald Trump campaigned one way, and now when people say, oh, my goodness, he's putting Steve Bannon in an office down the hall
it's
from
like,
the Oval Office.
Why not? He was campaign CEO.
Right.
And and you're going to hear coverage of these ideas because those are the ideas that are going to be making policy in this country for the next 4 years.
Absolutely. Just like Scott says, you know, this is part of what's influencing government. It would be derelict not to cover it and derelict not to explore it and derelict not to try to understand it by talking to people who are immersed in these things, right? You can't ignore the people who are very much part of that. At the same time, in some ways, none of this is normal. I mean,
This whole campaign season has been abnormal.
Absolutely. You can find examples of people who frame stories as just saying, well, here's a controversial guy. And this is not just a controversial guy. You know, Roger Ailes was a very controversial guy. This guy is controversial in a different order. I think that this is, you know, we have to be open to the idea that Donald Trump surprises us with both his competence, his insight, his ability to unify, and his inspiration to get the country together and moving in one direction fruitfully. And at the same time, I think that you can't wait for that to occur. You're seeing an extraordinary opportunity for one party running both chambers of Congress and the White House to really act with alacrity on some major proposals. And I think this is a moment at which the press has got to be on high alert, working muscularly. And it's not – let me give you one tiny example as why. Tim Russert, when I interviewed him some years ago, and I think he was brilliant as an interviewer, as we all think, but he once said to me, well, the reason we didn't really raise questions about weapons of mass destruction before the invasion of Iraq in a serious way is that congressional Democrats didn't do so. And I said to him, is that really the only standard by which you want to judge it? Is it only worth raising if somebody else in a different party raises it? And then you could say, well, there's a party clash. Right now, the Democrats are way back on their heels, and they may raise some issues, but they're going to have trouble getting the soapbox and people to pay attention. I think it's up to the press to say, we are flagging these issues on our own. We're going to do our reporting in public so that you can see why we think it's important and how we reach our conclusions, and to be very fair all the way through. And we're going to make sure to report, you know, vigorously on the successes of this administration. But, you know, I think it's our job to pay close attention because I don't think that this is an administration designed for transparency and accountability.